King Day.
Yo, how are we not gonna talk about it? Look, see, we leave up the itinerary to the white dude. He's gonna intentionally leave MLK off.
I was the only one that.
How did you not get reminded of it? It was like four basketball games to let you know.
I'm intentionally not pushing.
What did Fort District post about Martin Luther King today?
Any guess?
Any guess will be a good one. Any guess?
Yo, wake up. That's something starting every podcast from now because these folks sleep out here.
Is this just called Stay Woke? Is this
Stay Woke.
Stay Woke.
We back. First of all, we have to wake ourselves up about this month. All
right.
We've been going for, I don't even know how long has it been, Dan?
Too long.
About 4 months now?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm just going to throw 4 months out there because I don't want to make it too long. Yeah. But I know it's been a minute. But we are back in the building with the regulars. I'm going to go from my left to my right. My man, Adon Bean.
Hey, what's going on, good people? My name is Adon. Hi.
Then we're going to go
to... I'm also follow that.
Just follow it, man. Stop being intimidated, man.
No, I'm not intimidated. I'm just... People going to recognize this. You doing two it. Different things. This is David Perdue. Yeah. This is my whole name that my mama gave me. I had to get sentimental because I was like, how are you supposed to... I need people to know who I
gotta
am.
You got
to
figure out how to...
Yeah,
you
how do you follow
that with your mama? You,
you reset mama. Everything. You like, forget what you just heard. It's something personal. I'm coming to you... As a human being who has a mother who loves him and who needs your support.
Oh, snap. I got you.
Yeah.
And what's up, everybody? Dan Duncan, token angry white guy, apparently.
There we go. Perfect.
The straw that stirs the drink.
And I'm your
That's right.
I'm Sho Baraka. Mm. And today we are going to bring it a little differently. We have a different kind of itinerary or construct to our show. We're going to, I guess you can say, we're going to talk about arts and music in one section, then move to politics, and then move to culture.
That's right.
Can I ask real quick, how's everybody doing? I ain't seen some of y'all.
Yeah, can we recap
forever.
Life?
Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man, I got a whole bunch of stuff I don't want to talk about, but yes.
Okay. But you good, though.
I'm living. Yeah,
you had
I'm
a good, you know, Christmas, Kwanzaa,
Thanksgiving.
Festivus. Thanksgiving.
Easter.
All of that. It has been a while.
Boxing Day.
Yeah.
How was your Boxing Day?
Boxing Day was good.
You Alberta.
Boxing Day was good. I watched a lot of soccer on Boxing Day. I'm good. It has been Thanksgiving. I think it's been even a Halloween.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I think we've...
It's been a minute.
Maybe even a Columbus Day and a...
Probably.
It's been a second.
Yeah.
Dan's angry at me right now. Dan's giving me the angry face.
I'm not angry. I feel great. I do have to admit, I just watched The Bachelor for a couple episodes with my wife.
Yeah.
So I do feel a little weird inside.
Everybody should after watching that. Who wins?
Every time, every time I look over, I think Sho has Chris Brown's haircut, like the blonde.
Can we
buzz
take a
cut?
Picture of that for the people?
Do it. I'm always up
for we'll post the picture.
Yeah, post a picture of that.
Who's the point guard for the Pacers? Jordan.
Jordan Hill.
Yes.
He gonna be remembered, ain't he? Like, yeah. He's like y'all gonna remember me.
Oh, this bland group of players, y'all gonna remember
me.
We're
gonna stand out.
Thought them Hoosier jerseys was enough, but nah.
Who's that? Mike Evans said he looked like a dirty tennis ball. Like, I'm not taking credit for that.
Already out of control.
I just remember
only 3 minutes in. All right, so
everybody's good. Off the record.
Off the record, I am petitioning for a new name. So for our faithful listeners, if you want to participate in renaming this show, if you think it needs to be renamed, you know what I'm saying, just send me some suggestions. The rest of my buddies here don't really share my sentiments. But hey,
no,
you know,
I think it's fine to rename it. We just have to do this consistently enough to garner a new name.
Yeah,
I hear you.
I like the faith you have that people still care about us after all this time. Like, no, they still there. Why would they be there? It's been around 4 months.
The reason why, because it takes me three years to make an album. And so when I'm done, people still asking. They're still asking.
Fair enough.
So,
you got good people in your life. That's good.
That's what you got to do. You got to just get people to believe in you.
That's what's up,
even in your worst times.
That's what's up.
So, Dan, I'm passing you the mic, man.
All right. So we're going to dive in here. And like Sho said, we're going to try out a little bit of new things because so often we have so many things that are going on in the world, especially after a 3-month hiatus. And so we're back. And so we're like, how do we tackle all things that are going on, let alone now? I mean, Donald Trump is running for president. We could spend an entire hour on that. So, but to start it off, we're going to start in music. And We're going to talk a little Kanye. We're going to talk a little Kendrick. And we're going to talk a little Church Close 3 by show's favorite rapper, Lecrae.
Yeah, baby. Let's do it.
What's happening?
Taking a picture of myself to deflect from the thing.
So, tweet that out. Let's dive in. Kanye and Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Show's favorite rapper. Because that is really show's favorite rapper.
Close. I'd probably say definitely top three.
So what do you think?
As of right
now,
Kendrick is definitely one of my favorite rappers, but all time Kanye is definitely top three.
So Kanye has gone off the deep end, right?
Yeah, or do you believe, but I think he's redeeming himself.
Do you believe that No More Parties in LA is like his signal, his bat signal that he's coming back?
I don't know. I don't know if I can go that far. I do feel like some of his offerings haven't been what I want. I mean, I listen to like
a lot of us.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if one song and one verse can do that at all. But the thing that I have to, that I appreciate and that I give room for other artists to do is to experiment and to grow and to do what they want to do. And so I can't create expectations for Kanye that are unrealistic for me, because I know fans want me to stay in a particular album, and I can't do that. I mean, as individuals grow, their risks grow, and so for me, I would love for him to be late registration. I would love for him to be late registration. I would love for him to be even my dark twisted fantasies. But okay. You know, if he's not that, you know. But hey, but as of this song,
yeah,
this is money. This
was it money, or was it just
no,
like
it was money.
That moment that your mom finally makes that casserole kind of better?
Oh, no, man. It reminded me of
what you know about the bad casseroles. No.
All the bad casseroles, bro.
How are we just gonna skip over Real Friends? The first of the Good Friday joints.
Honestly, I haven't heard that one.
That was the first one.
I haven't heard Real Friends. I've heard the Jumpman. I've heard three of them, but I haven't heard.
Yeah, Jumpman was the first.
Jumpman was the first.
First one.
Yeah, and Jumpman was
of
terrible.
The Good Friday thing.
Facts. Yeah.
No, Facts. That's what it's called. Facts.
Yeah, Facts. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. I didn't even hear Facts.
I heard that one, and I heard this one, and there was another one I heard, but I haven't heard My Best Friend.
Real Friend.
Here, let me sum it up for you. Right. Kanye's sad about life, and he is writing. He's the richest, one of the richest, saddest people I've ever like.
Why
are
we mad at rich,
to
sad
write?
People? Who I mean, live with Kardashians. That's what they're supposed to be.
I mean, they're cursed, I guess.
Yeah, he level, should so. Be rapping about sad stuff. Why would he be happy?
Well, it seems like he has all the trappings for being a happy individual.
No, he doesn't. We all hate the Kardashians. Imagine living with them 24 hours. Like, you wake up to a Kardashian.
So you would wake up to problems.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. This should be him and Mary J. Blige. This
should
be like...
So people, they're famous because people hate them? Because there's obviously a contingency in America who loves.
Yes, absolutely.
And who.
But hate or love them, they're a problem.
I got you.
You see what I'm saying? And you're waking up to.
But I would say this is not just Kanye. I think this is the state of American music in general. I would probably even say just music in general is that it's just a very pessimistic time in music. I think it's because of.
I mean, all art.
Yeah, well, I would say art in general.
Yeah.
I think because of kind of like the postmodern perspective, like there is no real hope. It just seems like music is it's hopeless, and it doesn't really, it garners emotions, it pulls emotions from you, but it doesn't seem to like push you towards any kind of optimism.
Yeah. It's just recognition of sadness.
Yeah, exactly.
We sad, y'all sad, I'm sad. Let's rap about it for a whole album.
But I don't want to sit and talk about sadness, I want to talk about how Kendrick killed that verse. Like Kendrick.
I didn't hear it.
There's some people, so you got to listen to this thing.
I was trying to before this. Remember,
there were some people. About
he tried to like steer the conversation to the song he had heard, which was Real Friends.
Yeah,
y'all
ain't hear
Real Friends?
Y'all ain't hear Real Friends? Like, Real Friends? Y'all was like, we ain't nobody talking about that. I was like, oh, okay, well, let me fade away real quick. Try to be involved. Sorry.
I'm gonna let it down. Don, what's your perspective?
Nah, man, I like, so people are listening in. We did talk about Kanye pretty extensively with the Clock Radio Speakers dudes. I think their last episode we were on, is that right, Dan?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
So people check that out. We talked about Facts. We talked about
what was the conclusion of that for the folks. Well, no, just let them listen to it.
Yeah, just go and listen to that. But for this, you know, because what he put out before was Real Friends with a snippet of this mm-hmm. song, and so this was like our first time getting the full version of it. And yeah, I mean, I'm with you, Sho. I rocked with it. Like, I can say that. I think. you know, I've been saying it for a while, like, Kanye has always had a rapping on beat issue for like his career, mm-hmm. but like he'd always get over that because he'd be so like authentic mm-hmm. in some way that I'd be like, man, you know, it's, you know, never mind that it's an Obama nation. I was Obama's nation. Like, never mind. He tried to cram that bar in there. Yeah. So it's like,
favorite line ever.
It'd be like, it'd be like, oh, it's
he
fine.
He did that a number of times on
yeah.
his own.
Yeah, yeah. He does it a number of times.
I feel like this was like a couple takes. They didn't pre-mix it. Yes. They were just like, yo, we're going to record. And I'm just going, because that's what he did with most of the Good Friday
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that. Just give me something, Kanye.
Because it sounded way better. Because you could ask, they did more to the production. They probably, they did some to the engineering. Mm-hmm. And so when they released it, the song, although you heard it before, it was like, it sounds umpteen times better mm-hmm. in this finished version than in the version you heard during the Good Friday releases.
I love Good Friday. Even when they came out, like, you, like, I don't.
But there were some songs that were released in Good Friday that didn't make the album as well.
Very true. Yeah.
Some amazing and some verses ones. Changed and stuff like that.
So. I'm saying I loved all of Good Friday.
No, I did too. Yeah. I'm not saying I didn't. Okay. I loved it. Except for the song with Charlie Wilson. There was a song with Charlie Wilson.
That yeah. was like the Good Friday track?
That
what?
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, no, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, Adon, what do you think about, like, Kendrick's, like, shortest verse ever compared to, like, the 9-minute Kanye? Like, why? In your musical estimation, why?
I mean,
I got a theory.
What's up?
Here's my theory. Somewhere there's, like, 6 more minutes of Kendrick's verse, and Kanye said, not today. You say that for your own stuff. I'm still Kanye West. Like, I'm not gonna be defeated on my own track. You're not about to control versus me.
It and doesn't matter. It. Like, although Kanye rapped longer, there's gonna be a general consensus that Kendrick smashed on the verse.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm he just has saying more quotables on that verse. Like, his closing line on his verse is gonna be something that people are gonna start using. The Instagram, he's talking about Instagram is the best way to promote cookies, but he says a different word.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, people are going to be, I can tell that's going to be like an internet sensation word that is used, a colloquial that's going to be used for ages to come.
I mean, I just think it's, I think that it's a normal length verse. It just doesn't seem normal next to Kanye's epically long verse.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he probably got in there and just did what he was supposed to do. And then was like, okay, I don't know what you're using this for, but I'm just recording. And then he heard it like the rest of us. Like, oh, okay. Okay, Kanye, you rapping for 90 bars. That's cool.
That's probably exactly how it went.
I'm serious. And I mean, because a lot of what Kanye... So this was done during... This started during like the 2010... My Dark Twisted Fantasy sessions, actually. Like, I don't think Kendrick was rapping on it at that time, but he got the beat from Madlib back around that time or whatever. And so I think that there's early Kanye that's like some of those verses, and then he's punched in newer, updated verses, because everything he's saying about the whole, about his cousin
mm-hmm.
at the end or whatever, like how he forgives whatever. Like, I think those are all obviously of the time and very recent thing, which I got to shout out Jazz Fly on Twitter, who said that what if like the whole the entire album Swish is about his cousin in some random way, like just a bunch of like songs
I'm
passive
okay
aggressively
that.
Against his cousin who stole his laptop.
Like, that'd be the greatest album of all time.
Like, if his cousin's name was actually Swish.
Like,
hey, you need inspiration from Subway, you gotta get it. But I mean, that verse was, I think those verses, both those verses are indicative of kind of like the mood, the tone of the song. It's basically hip hop flexing. It's like, look,
sure.
It's the kind of beat that you just spaz on. Nobody's gonna listen to this song because it's a club song. It's not the banger. It's the song where, anyway.
If you give me a hint, something.
Yeah, We Major.
Okay.
Oh, it's like the We Majors of the world, like where you.
We Major?
It's just like,
come on, homie,
just get on this
major?
Track. Loop this sample, add some drums a little bit, and we just gonna spaz. Like, don't care about the hook too much. It's just gonna be a bunch of dope dudes rapping, and these bars are gonna mean a lot to you.
And I thought also that like even in the midst of that, I felt like it, because one, like, Madlib lives in LA, at least he still, I think he still does. Madlib lives in LA. Obviously, Kendrick's home. Kanye has this interesting relationship with Los Angeles, right? Because his, of course, the Kardashians, but then his mother died moving out there, and so he has this interesting relationship.
That's
he always
that
talks
Clarkson
about
in Wells, right? his car accident. His
I didn't know if that was where his car accident was, but all of that is to say that, like, I feel like even what he's rapping about in it, I think it sounds like the frenetic Hollywood life of, like, just revelry, get up, party life, paparazzi. Like, I feel like I felt like that listening to that actually. So, I mean, and those were, I think it's a successful song. Like, I'm it's certainly better than Facts. Like, that song was so terrible.
That mug was so Future. I was like, why is this happening to me right now?
How did Future come back? Do you remember, like, Future was hot, then he kind of went away. He's like, oh, he gone away. And then everybody fell in love with Future again.
Drake did that.
Even before then, people started to, like...
I think Drake hopped on
Future. Drake hopped on, but I was just like, when he came back, I was like, I thought, wait a minute, this again? Like, how?
I don't know. I try not to pay attention to that because I just can't stand...
You didn't listen to Purple Rain?
No, I didn't. I saw it was
Russell Wilson did.
That's what I was saying.
Russell Wilson got all the time in the world.
The timing of that drop. Jeez. I didn't listen to it either, but goodness.
Oh, man.
So speaking of first reactions to albums. Okay, I'm going to... You know the, like, word association game? We're going to play that real quick. Okay. Show, you ready?
Nope.
Church Close 3.
Amazing.
Don, Church Close 3.
I like it. Oh, you need one word. I like it.
He kayed it.
But for real. Okay, first reactions to Church Close 3. He Beyonce'd the Christian world with just dropping the album.
I thought that was dope.
Wait. What is Church Close 3?
Fair question. Lecrae.
Okay.
He's a Christian hip hop artist.
I'm familiar.
In the Atlanta area.
Okay.
And he dropped an album this
past week. An album? Because I remember. Okay. So. Because we were all, I literally, y'all know this, when we were texting about it, everybody being all cool, putting CC3, and I'm just like, why are everybody speaking in code all of a sudden? I don't know what this is. And then all of a sudden, like, the little part of my Twitter that is still believers and church people was starting tweeting about it. And I foolishly went to, like, a mixtape site thinking it's a mixtape, and apparently it's an album.
So it was supposed to be a mixtape.
And now you want
it. And then they listened to it, and they were like, we're going to charge people for this.
Boo.
Why is that boo?
I don't know.
That's smart business practices. Because right,
are the other Church Close mixtapes?
They are.
I think they sold the second one.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Which so, was that's my notably only worse than the first one, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So yeah, first reactions about the music.
Well, first reaction is not, gosh, I hate doing this. I'm not a fan. I'm like, I wasn't really feeling it.
Okay.
And I know that's so, gosh. Why do we have to talk about this when I'm on air?
I mean,
production-wise, I thought it was dope. I thought it was production. So this is, all right, so let me just be true. Production-wise, I thought it was really good. Music, I felt like the music was very mature. I felt like there was a lot of hip-hop elements to it. Right. I felt like Lecrae's attempts at the content was good. I like some of the stuff he was talking about. What's the one song? Sidelines, I think is fresh. I think that song is super dope. I like Gangland. I think the attempt and the content and what they're trying to communicate was good. Deja Vu is somewhere in that situation. But honestly, other than that, I was like, oh, this is cool. It's not like, I wasn't blown away, I think what's happened though. I think what's happening is to some degree there's an expectation. There's something that people expects. Like, I think, gosh, how do I say this without being a? Because he's now more conscious and he's taking risk in his content. I think there's a tendency for folks to enjoy the music more than if it was somebody else who made it. Like, if it was somebody else who made the same album, I don't think they would get half as much as the accolades as Lecrae would. Does that make sense?
Would that not be true, though, of any artist? Like, if Kanye puts out something, or if anyone put out No More Parties in L.A., and Kendrick's not on the beat, not on the first verse, would you listen to it and be like, oh, like, I like this guy?
No, so the thing would, I probably wouldn't listen to it, but if I did listen to it, like I said, if I've happened to, like, say it was somebody else, they spazzed in the equivalent to Kanye, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't the greatest Kanye verse, but it was good. Now, if it was some, I wouldn't have listened to it, but if someone was like, hey, you need to listen to this, mm-hmm. then I would go back and be like, yo, this is a dope track.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah, so yeah, in that fair. Sense, yeah, you're right. Like, the recognition of it is, and he deserves that because of his career. Like, mm-hmm. that's not what I'm taking away. I think he's worked hard and he's done a good job of managing and handling his career and putting himself in a position to get that kind of recognition. Yeah. But what I'm saying is like, some of those songs, I'm like, like, there's a couple songs that sound, and I think it's just the time. Like, it just sounds like Future, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't, for me, that kills me. Like, I think people are talented, and especially folks like Lecrae, if you're a talented artist and you're a dope artist, I think you don't need to take, you don't need to ride the wave of somebody else's kind of influence and style and make a dope song. You know what I mean?
No, I, yeah, Adon.
Why are you laughing?
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, isn't I'm not gonna say what I was. Gonna
no,
say.
No. Oh my gosh! Oh, stop it! No, this I'm is not that podcast.
You're
say
right.
It.
It's not. It's not the podcast. I was gonna say, like, ain't that all Christian hip hop for the most part? Just kind of riding away.
No, it's not all.
Not all. Let me not say all. That's very just being very general, but that is one of the reasons why I don't know what it is. Because after a while, I was like, oh, everybody, I could just listen to the radio. And then be like, all right, what is everybody else going to try to do?
Yeah, I'm not trying to make the summation of his work stuff that he's like. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm not saying you're saying that.
Yeah, I think that he especially within this kind of church closed work, I think he's developing his own little voice and his own style, okay. And I think that is definitely dope and it's commendable. Mm. Opposed to some of the other stuff that he's done in the past, where it was just like sounding like a T.I. or sounding like. So I think that's dope that he's progressed. I say the same thing about Andy Mineo. I think Andy Mineo was beginning to, when he used to get the Drake comparisons, is like, oh, he sounds just like Drake. So now it seems as if like these dudes are realizing like, nah, I got to be my own man. I got to carry my own style. And I think that's dope. But what I will say is there are a lot of artists out there, especially Christian artists, who I think are developing a lot of their own voice. They have their own voice. Now, they just don't get the opportunity.
All right, I get that,
and I understand why. And I'm not. This is not like a complaint. It's just this is part of the game.
Yeah. My question, because as somebody who doesn't like is not following it, is any artist, doesn't matter where you are. If you reach a certain level, there's a point where you don't have to care anymore. Has what you've heard and like, because we can say the same about Kanye, right? Whereas like Kanye has reached a point on one of my albums. You gotta say which one. He's like, I just. Just get in there and I know I'll sell all of these records.
Yeah.
Right?
This is platinum.
My question is, has he
so
do
I know,
you think
I mean he's I know I know like, he did this album in I think a week okay. or a week and a half.
Well, and then so it made people buy it.
I
understand.
I will say this. I have never really been a huge fan of certain music that he's made.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought he was talented and I know he can rap. Mm-hmm. And I think I've said to his face many times, like, man, I like the music you make is not indicative of the talent that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like I felt like he would make youth group music for the purposes of, you know, appeasing a certain audience and base. When I know if you put him on a track with somebody who has bars, he's going to bring it. And he's not like, you listen to some of the freestyles he's done on radio stations. Like
right.
he kills it.
Right.
But and I've always felt like, man, that's what I think certain people want. And I think he's done that with the Church Closed trilogy, opposed to the albums where I felt like it's been more of a commercial appeal. Now, to go as far as to say that he goes in the studio like he don't care, I don't think that's the case. I just don't think that he is the kind of artist that you are. Well, not you. I don't. And this is the thing. I've also learned how to differentiate what I think is good versus what is good.
Yeah, like, I got you.
Oh no, what I like.
Your taste.
Yeah. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean it's not a good album.
Right.
Right.
And I will say that about Church Goes 3. I don't think I'll listen to it a lot, but that doesn't mean I don't think it's a good product.
I got
like,
you.
I don't like Big Crit, but I am not gonna sit here and say Big Crit is not a dope artist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Big Crit's albums, but I like his mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's true of all things.
I was just gonna say, and for the record, Kanye West cares. Like, don't ever let him tell you that he doesn't.
No.
Don't ever let him act like he doesn't care. He cares.
Yeah, no.
Don, what did you think, sir?
I thought it was front loaded. I thought it was really good up. I thought it was better up front, like really good up front. After that fifth song, because it's like 10 songs, I think. 10 mm-hmm. 11. So after that, it started to wane a little bit. So I think I tweeted this, like, I was super happy to just see Ndambi on the first track mm-hmm. of the record, because she's just extremely talented and so slept on. And so I was super happy to see that collaboration. She's been making it for years, a background for Eric Badu and just a bunch of other really dope solo work. So I hope more people find her or whatever. So yeah, I think Freedom was a good start to the record. Mm-hmm. Gangland kept my attention. I think there was probably maybe a crisper way to execute that. Mm-hmm. But I love the focus of it. I'll say this, I always have to step back and remind myself that Lecrae has a wide net that he is casting. Mm-hmm. for an audience that might be super sophisticated and knows hip hop lore and what comes out of urban culture and whatever. And then people who have no clue, they just love Jesus. And like, I'm reminded of this when I look at comment sections and see people, like the things that people are like, oh, I never knew that. And I'm like, wait, you didn't know this? Like, yeah. Like I'm always like reminded of, man, like he's fighting a fight that I'm not fighting, to be very honest. Like, it's not my audience. And so I'm very aware of that. And then, you know, but I'll just be honest. After that, like, on the second half of the record, outside of Misconceptions 3 with John Gibbs, Jay Givens, and Jackie.
Because I want to ask you a question. Perry. Do you like it just because the idea of the song, or do you really think that song is good?
Which one are you talking about?
Misconception.
I don't know. Maybe I'm still. I think I like the idea of it. I like the idea of all three.
The idea of that song is amazing.
I like that. I like the original intro, the Nas breakbeat that's used to start it. And I'm trying to make sure that I think through the, like, lyrically, the bars of what's being said. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I mean, I'm a Jay Givens, like, you know, stan, like, I really rock with that dude. So that killed it. I don't know separately, like, if I'm just like, yo, this was just the most amazing thing I heard. You know what I mean? I don't know if I have that feeling about it.
Right.
But like, I lyrically,
struggle with that song. I thought, because individually I like all those people. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But I felt like that song, I was struggling with the music of the song.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe.
I didn't struggle with the music.
No, I didn't struggle with the music either.
I guess this is the other thing. I got to listen to it all the way again. Because I feel like I didn't give it I think while I was driving, I was stuck in traffic trying to listen to it. And I think on that particular song, something may happen to my speakers.
And for me,
because I felt like the rhythm of the song threw me off a little bit.
Okay. You didn't feel like it was syncopated?
I don't know. That's why I was like, you know what? I got to listen to this again.
Yeah. For me, what helped me,
can you play that track real quick?
Yeah, totally.
Play that track real quick for me.
Nas intro.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. I don't think I heard the. I don't think I was hearing the sample underneath it.
Well.
Oh, that's what happened. When I'm still from the side, ready to die for the mission. I meditated, then I levitated, elevated, celebrated. You should celebrate it. This is that embedded greatness. Good, good God. I'm a madman, mathematic, static, still in the stars. I'm a bad man, bask in the battle. I'm a battered mad hatter with the earth. Yeah, I didn't hear all this. Freaking wild, it's a misconception. Messing with your intellect. Okay. I'm gonna take it back. Yeah, for some reason, like, my own, when I was listening to it, I guess I wasn't hearing the drip, like, the kicks and stuff like that.
It's all good.
I mean, I think first reactions are important. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to say, okay, let me reassess this. But I think, I mean, we're all, Cray is sending this out for people to interpret, and I think it's good for us to talk about what our first impressions are. And for that, I got to give the whole team, especially Kyle Detman, a mad shout out for doing the full film, the full, like, mini film that they put out in order to drop this thing. And it was like the amount of effort that it took to create that thing was amazing.
I haven't seen that.
So that wasn't Nathan Corona?
So Nathan Corona did Freedom that dropped today.
Right.
That video, but maybe Corona, to be honest with you, I don't know who did the full film.
And Corona did.
Okay, cool.
It wasn't Kyle. Because Dust, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great to know.
Yeah, that was all Dust.
What's funny is I loved the full film, and I thought that Freedom, like, I hated the video for Freedom. I felt like Welcome to America was a far better video and should have been the video for Freedom. Like in the sense of he's done in the same stream in a similar song. He put out, I mean, essentially an incredible kind of Welcome to America was a kind of a dirty kind of like run and gun. I feel like production value could have been a little bit more, could have been better versus Freedom. The production value is so clean, beautiful, but like it didn't grab me like Welcome to America did. So that was actually, when I first heard the album, Freedom was my favorite song. And then I saw the video and I was like, dang,
right.
It's not Gangland quickly became kind of the visual and the song that kind of like stuck with me. And Misconceptions 3, like Nos was like the first album I ever, like, I mean, it was the, it like that was the thing that stuck with me. So those two songs, it was funny that you called out those two songs because those are the two ones that I walked away with.
What, Misconceptions, what else?
And Gangland.
Oh yeah. So I love Props. Prop is one of those dudes that can do anything, and I love it.
So I the only reason I
E-40, your boy E-40 is on this album.
Yeah, it was not good.
Ooh.
I love, and I have an E-40 affection, but no, that collaboration didn't work.
So terrible.
Honestly, that collaboration, and that I loathe that last song on the record too.
Why do they always do this?
I don't know. I don't. But
they always, like, literally on every single Reach album, like, debatably dope through most of it, right? And they always tack on this Christian, like, here's our token Christian.
But
like,
to be very honest, I'll be very clear, listeners out there, I didn't put this in the same box that I put Messengers in, that off of Anomaly, which I to this day can't stand listening to that song. But like this, I just don't like for a bunch of different reasons.
Cool.
Like, I just feel like it's a That to me is the one that's most derivative, in my opinion, where you listen to it and you're like, this sounds like, you know, I've been listening to, you know, Metro Boomin or whomever out there doing this type of production and this type of sound of trap music and whatever. So,
hey, I like when Metro Boomin does his thing. What I don't need is Reach Records to do it for him.
It's all good. It's just that's something I didn't like. But I say after the first four or five songs, I was like, I'm rocking with it.
I just don't know what to do with these.
Your face.
I just don't know what to do.
That's always just a sweet
take. Like, I don't know. It's just such a tension.
You want to engage so much?
I don't know what to do.
I mean,
because I feel like everything I say is so calculated. It has to be calculated. But then if I don't say something,
you're not on the offer.
Say nothing. Yeah.
So I don't want to. There's a tension of being a hater, and then also like just honestly, like, I don't know, inciting or feeling like because I mean, to be honest, like, there's still a friendship there, right?
Sure.
But it's not as close as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to just, you know,
blow him up.
Yeah.
I appreciate them. No, not
blow him up. My thing is, like, if I feel like I'm gonna say something, I want to feel like
you said it to him.
I want to say it to you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Which I appreciate that.
And because of the history and the national tension, I'm blowing it up to some degree because it's not really like some huge.
Yeah.
But like people,
I saw it on TMZ.
The tension. I'm saying the national tension that people think was there.
I know,
right?
I know.
They assume things about me and why I left Reach or whatever. And so when I say things, I feel like if I say this, then people are going to assume.
Right,
me.
This might offend my political connects. I understand. It's all good.
I feel like I can critique other music because I feel like I have the relationship to be able to be like oh, I don't. It's not gonna. There's no tension.
It's
there.
Just fan listener,
exactly.
Like or artist listener
exactly.
Perspective. No, I think to some degree, all of us have some. To varied degrees relationship with Lecrae or Reach Records or whatever. And I just think that, you know, across the board, like, we are just being like honest listeners, like everybody else, and just saying like, hey, this is how I feel about it. I don't think I'm saying anything other than this, that like Lecrae is a dope rapper. Like Lecrae can rap
And it just always figures out what form it comes off.
I should have listened to it even more because I'm the only person that got nothing to lose, and I'm sitting here to be quiet because I don't have anything to lose. I know you don't have nothing to lose. I'm just saying everybody's like, I don't know, and I'm sitting over here like,
I don't feel like I need to sugarcoat this
because I think it's legitimately a good like entertaining record. I think that they're. Is definitely the thing I hate. The only thing I hate about this is the Christianese that they feel like on KB's album, on Annie's. They all, for whatever reason,
What's dope about the album other than the production? Like, what do you? Because I think you said the production was dope, right?
I like the production. Right. Lyrically, I rock with it. I feel like he's pushing his envelope. I feel like he's growing. And honestly, the short film just does it for me. Like, the short film,
I gotta check that out.
It's super dope. And it's not complicated, but just the effort that, I mean, as I watch something, typically the first thing I watch when I watch a music video or a film is I assess how much effort it took, how many scenes are in it, how much time it took to create something like that, how many props, how much set dressing went into it. And when you watch it, you're like, man, they really thought through this and really put their heart into this. And it wasn't just a haphazard, we want a music video for every single song kind of thing, and we're kind of loosely tie them together. Yeah. Not like it really.
So it's tied a music video. It's a short film with all the songs.
Three or four of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, Dust had said like he worked. It was November and December was just doing this work. So
I can only imagine.
Yeah, and so that was cool. I'll say that
So shout out to Nathan Corona, man, because I loved it.
Yeah,
he was trying to give his work to Cal Detmer, bro.
No, I mean, Kyle's the in-house director, right. I didn't know.
Dope. Alrighty then.
So, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Moving on.
2 Corinthians.
What is the story behind that?
Okay, so for those that didn't know, today is Martin Luther King Day. But instead, Liberty University decided to have Donald Trump.
We ain't here working on Martin Luther King. No.
Who called this meeting? Wasn't none of us.
Y'all need to listen. Apparently, y'all need to listen to Lecrae's Freedom. We just got done talking about that. The song you love. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, thank you.
Our oppressor.
You a wild oppressor. That Muhammad Ali. All right,
go ahead.
All right, so in any case, Donald Trump, Liberty University thought it'd be appropriate to have Donald Trump come in and speak today.
Who?
And then he decided to say this.
Who is there?
Who's, every student was required to be there.
No, I mean, who's that? You know, will be good on Dr. King's holiday. Who would be good? Donald Trump. Like, where are your friends? Where's the Black Student Union?
There is none. I know. Apparently, there is none.
They'd be like, I don't know about this.
Apparently, there is none. Like, there was no one in that room.
This is a classic case of not having a black friend.
But they probably the ones that were like, you know what? I don't want to lose my job, so I'm going to.
I know some people protested, but.
And I think we can do really something special. And we're going to protect Christianity. And I can say that. I don't have to be politically correct. We're going to protect it. You know, and I asked Jerry and I asked some of the folks because I hear this is a major theme right here. But 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the whole ballgame.
What did the crowd say?
Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And here there is Liberty College, but Liberty University. But it is so true. You know, when you think, and that's really. Is that the one? Is that the one you like? I think that's the one you like because I loved it. And it's so representative of what's taken place. But we are going to protect Christianity. And if you look what's going on throughout the world, you look at Syria, where if you're Christian, they're chopping off heads. You look at the different places, and Christianity, it's under siege. I'm a Protestant. I'm very proud.
Oh, they cut it off.
What did he say next?
He goes, I'm a Protestant, a Presbyterian to be exact. And goes on. I'm just like, you have never been a Presbyterian a day in your life.
Yeah, he probably been about 6-8 months. He's been a Presbyterian.
Oh, gosh. That was so painful. But
Can you imagine being like the young like Liberty student and you like there like I'm a part of this, and then him knowing what you know, what you had like, and then hearing him say 2 Corinthians, you'd be like, oh, he got us. Like, you just sitting there like,
now, I think those are the seniors that are like, because I'm thinking like the freshmen are coming in, they've been already indoctrinated to this probably by the schools, the high schools they went to, the right. parents, their parents, so they don't know any different.
But they know 2 Corinthians ain't right, and that's when you can be, if, let's be real, any church you grow up in, if the kid come up to read and be like, I want to read, and he knew at church, and he's like, where is it at, 2 Corinthians? But well, he ain't safe. Like, that's the first thing we gonna think.
It's calling it job, right? Like, yeah. Turn the job to... It's all of those misrepresentations.
Yes, yes, like, come on, fam. He'd be like, all right, you got to come next Sunday to get right. Like,
I think this shows, though, the disingenuous nature of a lot of Republicans. I'm not going to say all. Because a lot of them hide behind the guise of, like, Christianity and evangelicalism. Yeah. And now their support of Trump shows it's not about true evangelicalism. It's really just about a party. And you're not putting the principle over the party.
And let me ask this, though. Because we can get back to Trump, we need to, but like I felt this way also with when there was evangelical support for Romney that I felt was very interesting.
Yeah,
the way that would come about, like, it's like people would there were many pastors, many Christians, many people who would come out, and it would be like, you know, they would use the mantle of God to like say we should support, you know,
Mitt Romney's gonna put
Mormon,
Jesus back
like this,
in
this right. Mormon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I would be like, I don't understand. Wait, what? Like, how does that?
He'll restore us to a Christian nation. I mean, there's all that rhetoric.
I think conservatism in general is really it's because of the losing consistency of losing. It's in a very tough place, and so. It's put evangelicals in a place of just reaching. They're just reaching for any kind of representation possible. And the one thing I have learned recently and kind of like engaging a lot of political discussion is that it's a fluid thing. Like, conservatives don't represent all of Republicans. Because it's just so interesting that you have ultra conservatives and then you have people who are Republican. Mm-hmm. And to some degree, they don't really hold to, they're not trying to conserve like the antebellum, in which I think you can find like folks who are talking about bring our nation back and they will make our nation great
words.
Again. Yeah. They're trying to get back to before the Reconstruction.
Yeah.
they you know what I'm saying? They want to get to those
I
days.
Like your plans about your walls.
Exactly.
Maybe we can build on that. Yeah.
So I think we have to be careful, because I think there are some well-meaning Republicans, and I can get on the other side about liberals and Democrats. Like, there are some people who are Democratic and they do have an idea about how government should work, but then you have liberals who want to deconstruct everything and change the definition of things, which I think is very dangerous on that side.
Yeah.
And so I'll read, like, people, like, although he has no chance of winning, and then
does he? We have to stop.
I'm talking about Rand Paul.
Let him finish.
Oh.
I'm talking about Rand Paul. But there are folks like Rand Paul who I think offer sensible solutions and sensible arguments in certain instances. Like,
in
today,
he wrote
a piece about police brutality and about policing, and I thought, man, how this brother actually had town hall meetings in barbershops, and guess what the name of the barbershop was? Platinum Cuts.
Oh, wow.
Had pictures of this brother talking to a whole bunch of dudes with a bunch of brothers in the barbershop having discussions about...
Where at?
In Iowa. And it's probably the only black...
No. You lost me. Continue, though. All right.
But what I'm saying is...
As a plant barbershop is what that is.
No, it's...
built that
Iowa,
6 months ago. We're going to have a meeting in 6 months, and I need y'all to be ready.
It's really funny, because I have a homeboy...
People from Chicago flee Chicago, they go to Iowa.
Okay. I have a homeboy who went to Morehouse with me, and he was a young Republican at Morehouse, and he's on Rand Paul's staff. And I see, like, he uploads, like, the Facebook photos of him, like, doing these barbershop joints. I'd be like, bruh.
You reach it.
Like, bruh, no, it's just funny because that Key and Peele skit of Black Republican, like, he's dressed.
Yeah.
He's got the mom jeans.
With a sweater vest.
And the leather jacket, the brown leather jacket.
It's so funny. It's so accurate. I'd be like, oh, God bless you, bruh.
I'm saying is, like, so he talks about, like, income equality and inequality, but he doesn't talk about it in a way that, I guess you could say, liberals talk about it. Right. But he talks about it. He talks about police brutality and police responsibility. Not in a way way that probably Black Lives Matter, you know, to the extreme they want to, but mm-hmm. he talks about it. Right. And so what I'm saying, there are people on the
right. Does he tiptoe around it though?
No, he's on it. Like, okay. There's an article he wrote today in Time magazine mm-hmm. that I think was very dope, and he addresses the issue. So what I'm saying is there are people on the right who make sense. Trump is not one of them.
Here's the thing. I just had this conversation with somebody. It's not that it don't make sense, right? It's the level of dumbness that people want to, like, yeah. Nobody on the left is going to ever sound as dumb as the dumbest person on the right.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, that's my, like, I don't have a particular party. Like, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I can't, if that's your boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're not going to check him. I'm going to believe all y'all is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. if you're just going to let that be a thing and you're going to tiptoe around the fact he's talking about building up walls and having people checked. I'm like, are you not going to check that? You know what I mean? And no one's really going to have like a check of that. I'm like,
the stuff he says is not even constitutional.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
What is happening? Because I'm a conservative. Mm-hmm. What is happening right now? Like, the fact that I literally had a Democrat tell me that they're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I get that, though. But I understand. I understand it.
No, what was that reason?
What did they say? He has crossover appeal and that it's entertaining and like.
No, that couldn't be. They didn't have any sense.
Bro,
I get the reasons for voting for Trump. I would never. I get it.
No, I get the reasons for listening to Trump. I don't get the reasons for voting for Trump.
People are so frustrated that mm-hmm. politicians are bought. This is the one dude's like, I ain't been bought.
True.
I say what I want to say. Like, honesty, as crazy as it sounds, resonates with people who felt like they've been left out for a while. Like, I get that. My thing is like, all right, so he's honest about these things. He's honest about everything. And some of those things he's saying are ridiculous.
Right.
And like you said, unconstitutional. But yet, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody acting like, oh, this is a joke. We passed the point of it being a joke. Like, I honestly, in my true heart of hearts, I think he thought it was a joke. And he was going to get ratings. Then he lost his other stuff. He was like, oh, y'all still like me? I was playing around. Because you see how he talked about he didn't spend no money. You see what I'm saying? Like, he went in it to win it. If you're in it to win it, you're going to spend a little money, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. He's like $35 million under budget. If I had $35 million allocated to something to try to win it and I'm saving it, I wasn't really trying to win. You know what
well,
I mean?
He doesn't.
Now he's like, oh, y'all dumb. Y'all gonna put me in? let's see how far this goes.
This is a travesty. And Pino Weiner speaks about this in his New York Times article, and I think it's interesting. This is gonna be a turning point for the Republican Party, because if Trump doesn't get the nomination, what potentially can happen is that he can run independent,
mm-hmm.
and it's. In a lot they of ways, done. It's going. Yeah, it's going. It's going to decimate.
Yeah.
The Republican vote, and which means Hillary Clinton is most likely going to win if he does create a third party.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he doesn't go a third party or run independent, I think what's happening is he's creating a different kind of Republican Party. Like, he's bringing out the people, the white poor, and the kind of like the white. This may sound like oxymoron, the white disenfranchised, right? The white folks who feel like their voice hasn't been heard. The Bundys, maybe, the people who...
yeah.
Westboro Baptists.
Yeah, those folks, right? And so it's bringing out the worst of the Republican Party, like this people like Weiner will say. And mm-hmm. it's not the party of the past. It's not Reagan's party. Yeah. They'll say it's not the party from 20 years ago. This is a totally different people group.
It's not even Bush's party.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, right. And that's so funny how Republicans forget how quick things like change. Like, because even before you talk about this whole gun control, there's a video that's passing around about gun control. How 8 years ago the Bush administration was high for gun control, but all of a sudden it's like they demonize the fact that people want to create some stipulations.
Because you're not my guy.
Well, yeah. I mean, even watching the Republican debate, man, it's just who can pander the most, and the. The bad news is for all the candidates is that Trump can pander the best. I mean, he is an entertainer, and so he knows how to say what the crowd wants to hear and get a good reaction out of them. And everyone else, Ted Cruz and everyone else, is just trying to like pander as well and just like, throw out ridiculous statements.
Yeah.
About like one was like gun control and like how that like that's the worst thing. Like potentially possible that we could do. It was just like just the extreme statements. I was like, what is happening? Because I don't want to vote for Hillary.
mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
I don't want to vote for the burn.
I feel the burn.
Only because Killer Mike told me so.
Killer Mike told me so.
I would vote for Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton, but I don't want Bernie Sanders.
I've never thought this in a million years. I will vote for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Just out of, like, I think he will bomb. I think he will start another war. Like, he'll think it's
we
funny
one day. We can't
send
him to talk to other people. That's what it is. We can't send Donald Trump to talk to people for us.
He's so childish.
Like, he's our version.
I don't like them. Blow them up.
He literally been on the microphone talking about some bing, bing, bong, bong, bing. Like, that's the guy that references our sound effects. Sound effects.
Kim Jong-un. Yeah. He's our version of that.
Like, absolutely. Here's what bothers me about him is that, all right, and maybe this is me just recognizing some trends, but, like, do you remember when Herman Cain ran? I didn't like Herman Cain. I don't think many people did. Right? But at least that brother came with a plan. Mm-hmm. That it was like a reason. Like, I got and then they made him explain. They made him explain it. He had to break it down several times.
Your tax cut.
Donald Trump gets there and he's just like, "I'll be so good, your head'll spin." He said this.
Yes.
He said, "You'll get so tired of winning, we'll have so many wins." And everybody's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Y'all made this ignorant brother explain the 999 plan over it." Yeah, I called him that. I don't care.
No.
Over and over and over again. Even though, like, I don't even think it was a terrible plan. But y'all made him explain it in detail. You know what I mean? And Donald Trump just get to say, "I get a lot of wins. We gonna win." Like, he dropping DJ Khaled versus, and we gonna be our president. Like, why are we not scared?
Like, I'm afraid if he becomes president to have, like, he will start a reality TV show
from the White House, from the
Oval Office.
He's,
like,
not gonna get the nomination.
Why not? Explain
he's not, absolutely
you have to explain why
we
not.
We sat here 6 months ago, and you said that he wouldn't get it, and I told you, do not discount him.
But he's still not going to get it.
Why?
I still don't believe
you can't. Why?
First of all, I think that there's the Iowa vote still. Although, even if it comes back and he's leading in the Iowa caucus, I still don't think that they're going to give it to him. I think it's Rubio. It's going to be either Rubio.
I hope it's Rubio
or Cruz. But I think it's going to be Rubio.
I hope it's not Cruz,
because the Republican Party and all the big wigs in the room, if you listen to them talk, they do not want Trump to represent their party.
No, of course not. But the people do.
That's what I'm saying. This is the first time in my life that I'm happy there's an electoral college. You know what? Don't let the people determine what's going to happen in our country. Yeah. Please don't.
If I were to guess, Trump wins Iowa, and he may eke out some other primaries, but ultimately, I don't think he'll get the nomination. But I think it will, like, his supporters will become more rabid, because what you're talking about, they like the fact that the establishment doesn't like him.
Yep. Yeah.
And so I think they double down on that. Mm-hmm. And I think it ends up with a fractured party in a lot of ways.
No, that's why I think it's going to be a bad situation for the Republican Party. I think it only makes sense. Him or Ayn Rand Paul are probably going to run independent.
And does Bernie Sanders run independent too?
It really doesn't matter. I don't really think it matters.
I don't think he runs.
But I mean, I'm to your point, Joe. I'm seeing the development of, like, a new party. Well, there's four parties.
Mm-hmm.
There's a socialist party,
right? But I don't.
Y'all just gonna discount the Green Party altogether? Y'all just gonna act like they don't exist?
I thought they
Cynthia McKinney. Y'all just gonna act like Cynthia McKinney ain't from Georgia?
Isn't Gary Johnson? He's running again, right? He
runs every time.
So. Yeah, just like, hey, y'all. By the way, don't about me.
Yeah, so I am discounting the Green Party. Okay. Green Party, come through.
Yeah,
holler at us.
Holler at us. Let us know where you are. Send your representative.
Yeah, tweet us.
But yes,
you have the Socialist Party. You have the traditional Democratic Party. You have the traditional Republican Party, and then you have the Tea Party, and
which one of those is Donald Trump though?
The Tea Party.
I don't even think he's. Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying.
Tea Party.
You say Tea Party has an official.
Cruz.
I'm saying that. I'm just giving you some basic understanding of the four parties.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Trump in the Tea Party though.
That's I think the extreme right's going to break off.
Three Republican parties. Three. Yeah, I think it's
a big tent. I think the Republican Party tent is larger than the Democratic Party tent.
No, it is.
And
it
so
is.
That's why I think that there's actually three different factions. As
so, would you say Trump is extreme right wing? Or would you just say that he's just this weird?
No, I would say he's extreme. I think he's not Republican. He's extreme right. So I think what's happened is you have, it's not conservative. It's because conservative, I would say a true conservative would be a Republican, right? But he's extreme right. Like, he's the, like...
Fascist?
Almost. Almost close to that.
Because, like, I mean, that's the next word that you need to use.
Yeah. Like, I would say fascist. Yeah, I would say that's a good... I would say that's the closest. And I think in that, there are people, and this is why I would say it's mostly unlearned people, are people who don't realize what... like, the sort of things that he's wanting to do and implement within American within the American system is not good, not only for the country. Like, it wouldn't be good for Muslims, but eventually these laws will be used against you as well. It's like the Sedition Acts, right?
I'm watching V for Vendetta in real life. That's what I feel like I'm watching.
It's like Alien and Sedition Act. So, well, at one point, it was used to make sure we kept, you know, like communists, or back then I think it was the French. I can't remember exactly who it was. But guess what? We'll use it for you too if you say something crazy about the president. And it's like, oh snap, I didn't know this was going to be something that was used against me. Like, so these things and these laws and this ridiculous killing family members, just dropping bombs on. I'm like, do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Do you hear yourself? We have conventions, Geneva. We have treaties that
we signed papers saying we was going to do something.
Exactly.
You're like, nah.
So I think there's an extreme right that wants him that doesn't necessarily reflect. I would, even though I'm not a big Republican conservative fan, but there is an extreme right that definitely doesn't represent that party.
Yeah.
That I think is going to split or potentially splinter and create a different voice, even somewhat like the Tea Party. Like, the Tea Party was created because they were like, look, we feel like these conservatives now are more liberal. They're not true. They're moderate conservatives. We need people who we know are going to represent us. And that's the voice you don't want. Like, you don't want those people to take control of government. And what you saw was when they got influenced, people start pandering to the Tea Party.
He's going
to
come into the Republican National Convention with flags with eagles on top of it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna American the American flag. Like, he's gonna be like, I'm gonna put a Ford truck on it.
He's gonna not see the American flag.
It is
flag.
Gonna be Stephen Colbert's intro. Yeah, it's gonna be the Colbert show. Yeah, it is. It's the flag.
Oh my goodness. The only saving grace I have with Trump is just, I keep reminding myself, this is the only thing, like, he won't be president. Only reason I say it, this is the only thing I have, is because I feel like that paycheck, that cut, is going to be too much for him to deal with.
Like what, $250,000?
What? I got to give up. What? You know what I mean? Like, him not being able to make money is the only thing I'm like, all right, that might make him just quit at the end. Like, I don't
realize this is all a joke. This is like a big punk. This is like the best punk ever right now.
It's like Britain's sitting here like, we finally got him back.
I'm waiting for this. Feel like,
is that what it is?
This is going to be the war of 2016. They're like, we're going to get him back now.
You've
been set up.
It's like the greatest Monty Python ever. This is what that is. I can't wait for this to happen.
It's unbelievable.
Has to be a joke. Right, I can't live in this America.
Let's end side A like this. If you had to vote right now.
We spent way too much time on church clothes.
You just feel like we did.
Yeah, that's you. I ain't say nothing about it.
Because we've only talked about, Kanye, church clothes, and Trump. Why do we always talk about Trump?
We're gonna bonus track the Oscars. So stay tuned. Check out side bonus.
Yeah.
But if you were to vote right now, who would you vote for?
Start with somebody else.
And you gotta say why, so we can kind of get into some greater politics in this.
If I had to vote right now, there's two
people. You can't vote Rand Paul.
Why?
Because he's not. Because you're gonna vote for someone you genuinely think is gonna win, or are you that hardcore you would vote for him even knowing your vote wouldn't count?
Let's say I wouldn't vote. Okay, if Rand Paul would probably be the only person that I would vote for. The only other person that I wouldn't mind winning is Marco Rubio. Now, I probably wouldn't vote for Marco Rubio. I would definitely vote for our state legislation. I would vote for our state senate and local government, because I think that's what's most impactful for me and my family in the state of Georgia. But Rand Paul, and the only reason why I wouldn't mind Marco Rubio is because I do feel like Marco Rubio is somewhat of a moderate conservative. He understands, one, immigration, because his family's immigrant, so he has
to get gay marriage out. Like,
is he trying to say he kicked the gay marriage? It's one of those situations.
His quote is if we don't know who you are and you're trying to come to this country, we won't let you in. That's what he was quoted.
You said gay marriage, right?
No, I was talking about immigrants. I said immigrants. That had nothing to do with gay marriage.
I thought you said gay marriage.
The G and immigrant got caught up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, so, no, yeah. So he, yeah, he's...
I can't trust nobody that's trying to kick people out. That, no, no, I don't like, think you was in that boat. Like, come on. No, act like you weren't in the boat, too. Oh, you don't get over here. You know what I'm saying? Right, don't get over here and be like, hey, y'all got to go. Like,
yeah, no, I think people who are here, I think that we need to figure out some way of nationalizing them.
Yes.
Now, I do think there needs to be some way to make sure that they're not criminals and they're not, you know, terrorists. But that, I don't know how extensive of information that you can receive from all that. But anyway, yeah, so I think he's one of the most compassionate to immigration on the conservative side.
Yeah.
I do feel like he, if you listen to him talk about kind of like drug and police reform, I think he has some sense about him on that, because he realizes, like he mentioned, like, I have friends who've experienced racism. Racism is real. There mm-hmm. needs to be some police reform. There needs to be drug reform. So on that end, you know who else I like too? I'm not going to run. John Kasich. Mm-hmm. I like John Kasich because John Kasich...
He's Wisconsin governor.
Ohio.
Representing your boy over here.
I'm sorry. Don's like, get that Ohio. Shit right.
I always listen to y'all's podcast, and you guys always ruin everything that has to do with Ohio. So I always like chime in. Like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so anyway. Just to give other people time to speak, I would say, I say Rubio and Kasich would be the two folks that I wouldn't mind. Like, I'm like, okay. We'll see what happens. But those, you know, some of the reasons. I think Kasich has shown, one, he knows how to run a state, and his track record is proven, and Ohio seems to be doing pretty well. I think also he made some statements that I thought were very telling of growth and maturity, even in a man of his age, about drug reform that I thought were pretty interesting. And he's the whole Muslim situation. He seems to be one of the few people on a stage that has some sense about him. Like, look, we can't just go bombing folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we can't just shoot planes out of the sky. That's going to create World War III. Right. And so when people like Rand Paul and them, I think they have some sense when it comes to those issues and those situations. So, except for Rubio. Rubio wants to blow some folks up. Yeah. So
shout out to Jeb Bush, actually, too, is one that's like, we need to have allies in the Middle East. And yeah. He's not trying to kill everybody.
All right. Oh, I got to go next?
Yeah, go.
All right. I mean, y'all already know my stance on
women.
Politics. Just woman. You already know.
Just one woman.
But did you see a dab? Did you catch the dab?
She dabbed on Ellen.
It was so one pandering. Oh, God.
But she's the most culturally appropriate person that just
I don't, gets away at this with point, it. Listen, we live in a country where half of the people are okay with Trump possibly being president. I don't care anymore. I've reached the point, I don't even care. I just want to see something different. Can I just want to see something different?
I say it again.
Put Hillary up there. Okay, just put up there. I want to see Bill running around the White House with nothing to do.
What's
I want that.
What's
I want that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Just like, I ain't got nothing time in this White House.
Which assistant should I have?
Oh. I don't know what he's gonna do. I want that reality show, Bill in the White House.
That would be dope.
You see what I'm saying? If half of the country wants entertainment, what's more entertaining than Bill, just the first husband?
I love how she's hung her hat on the fact, like, isn't it time for a woman to be there?
And she should have.
But people ostracize anytime Obama mentioned the fact about race. Like, Obama could never use his race as a means to say, hey, isn't it time for her? Or I'm qualified to speak to this because of my cultural background. But Hillary is able to use that card freely and as often as she wants to.
Got the complexion for the protection, brother.
what if Condoleezza Rice just comes out of the back?
I vote for Condoleezza.
Gosh, we just make a movement.
Yeah. I vote for Condoleezza.
Hashtag Condoleezza Rice come through.
Colin Powell.
No, I rock with Colin Powell.
Yeah.
I rock with Colin Powell because he has some sense about
what
it.
What if the Republican Party is that smart that they just like, they're just going to nominate.
If you put a Condi Colin Powell, I'm in it.
Condi's not, he voted for Obama, so I think the Republican Party is like...
I didn't say what he was.
They realize that Hitler Jr. is stepping up to the plate with their nomination. They're going to
prayerfully
do anything.
They need a win.
No, need a win. They own the Senate. They right. own the House.
No, what I'm saying is... They don't need a win. What I'm saying is the presidency, they need a win, and the presidency, the executive branch, they need
honest,
a win.
They get... probably more done doing it not having the president the way that they
didn't get it done with gay marriage, with Planned Parenthood. So a lot of things that they claim,
but honestly, but our they work through dismantling Planned Parenthood on a state level. Like they don't like, I just feel like that the presidency still has the glamour. It still brings everyone out. But like in terms of actually who's affecting people, they are the ones who are affecting people.
But you want to have, you want to run the house, right?
If I'm not mistaken, though, there are Supreme Court seats that will come up.
Likely. Mm-hmm. Which will be important.
Extremely important. Yeah. And so if you get a win in the executive office, you get to be able to establish those seats. What I'm saying is it's going to be a much easier job for somebody who is a Republican to have a House and a Senate that is Republican as well.
Sure.
And then you don't have to worry about vetoing and going all this. Because we can see now the world is as divided as ever. It's probably been since, mm-hmm. I don't know. So, crazy. So, what you're not going to do is going to have somebody who's whatever an executive, but then an opposing House and feel like you're going to get things done. Because the conservative party has proven like it doesn't matter. I don't care if it's a good idea. We're not rocking with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think have.
That's what's sad. Like, that's what's sad about our nation right now. And Obama has actually had, and I'm in all my ignorance and lack of,
don't tell Peru, say what you're saying.
I will say Obama has actually done a decent job at presidency, but nobody will ever admit that because of, well, conservatives will never admit that.
Oh, because, the times are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't admit. That's admitting defeat.
Yeah.
Like
the state in which he received this nation into where it is now. Son, gas is $1.70.
Right?
Bro.
$1.70.
The economy.
Somewhere it's under a dollar. I saw that. Somewhere it's literally under a dollar. I saw a picture. It's under a dollar. Like, no. First, yes.
That's
it's
Photoshop.
No.
It the was economy in the news. Is in a better place. And he, though people don't like some of the things that he's pushed through, laws, he's changed laws. He's created bills. So for the most part, he's been an effective president. He's had effective presidency.
I'm a conservative, and I'll admit that. Now, do I disagree with some of Obamacare?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
I love the heart behind
generally
it.
Generally speaking,
I love the heart behind
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I love the heart behind it. The way that this country spends money, though, I think is problematic.
No, yeah, it's very... very
at the
very
end fun. Of the day, though, everything you just said, I have to say, is absolutely true.
I don't even mind how to spend the money.
And Obama has done if anyone else was at the helm in these past 8 years, I would venture to say that we could have potentially been in another world war, and we potentially would not have come out of the recession. So
I will say that he needs to handle his international I do feel like there has been some mishandling of the Mideast to some degree. But I don't know if anybody could have really done anything much because this is a totally different kind of war. It's not like a nation.
Yeah, it's not a nation.
It's not nation. So yeah. it's interesting.
I didn't love how he...
Adan hasn't even spoken
yet. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Adan.
Keep talking. What's up?
No. Well, you vote for it so we can finish.
So we can talk bad about you.
Oh yeah, that's right. Every year I write in Shirley Chisholm. So
sweet.
Just keep it moving.
I respect it.
Shirley Chisholm.
Because it's a female.
Fannie Lou Hamer.
Yeah, Fannie Lou Hamer. I would vote for her.
Let's go. Jesse Jackson. I did a little research from Jesse. Do you know Jesse was holding it down in the primaries for a while? Really? Like he was winning some states in the primaries in 84. And then that's when he made the Hymetown comment, and that ruined him.
So that'll do it.
Watch what you say.
And them folks was like, "What?
Yeah, what's that now?"
He's like, "New York is what? Okay, yeah, we're gonna have to snatch these votes from you."
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'd have to abstain from voting at this point in time.
That's because you're
the most un-American thing I could possibly do, but. There's a vote for anyone right now is a vote of confidence, and I don't have confidence
just
in anybody.
Understand your vote doesn't matter anyway, man. So, at the end of the day,
thanks. Well, that brings us to an awkward close of side A. We're gonna give you a bonus track, so stay tuned. But if you don't care about the Oscars, it's been real. It's been good.
Stay woke.
For my 4th District brethren, it's been good. Fear got your guy almost on the verge of blowing it. Bravos, I hear the hand claps. And I know that this here could be my last chance. And I can't ever remember having this chance last. And in this second, this
This moment here will be past tense. Man, I'm past tense. I'm on the edge of a classic, but slacking got me on the edge of a has-been. Too passive. Gotta snatch this moment before I pass it and face this test like Steve Nash and pass it. I will not be crippled. Cast loaves in the oceans. Gotta see ripples. Excuses are useless. Tools that the fools pick. Only got one shot, but it feels like a full clip. For this one moment, patiently waiting in line just to get on it. These players hating on me, I gotta let it go. Put me in the game, coach, I got some better goals. This game's so foul, it's sort of pitiful. Tell your people, go and grab a stone and get a free throw. And let them know, I love the Lord. But sometimes it's like that, I love me more. Seek his applause, break all your laws. We tear the roof off, homie, we don't need no doors. So now, I stand on top of this. I have strength in my esophagus. Hear me roar like a young lion. A team called Iron, a product from new science. My confession ain't no fear in me now. Just like a usher, it's my job to move crowds.
Once upon a time, I lived in a world that was bound by fear. Escaped his hold, now life's reset. Then I was given grace to break the enemy's net.
It's time for the conquerors. Oh, it's my turn? Excuse me, the monster's up. Foe slaying, cruising in this monster truck. It's no playing, giving bruises in this Tonka truck. My circle's where the riders is. A couple Paul and Silas is, and Leonidas is. Kinda sickening how bold this virus is. No sniffling, but so cold like sinuses.
Make room for the misses, the crew full of misfits. Peruse your policies and hack through ice systems. The truth to embassies, sneak food to your listeners. Pilots, provisioners, and suicide bombers. Musical monsters, martyrs, quick to die for a Zion. Yeah, this is our moment. We're facing our fear, cause faith has appeared. So baby, we'll take it from here.